this category of world music. It's, you know, it's one of these things that says everything and nothing all at the same time, because world music, in the case of Lotus this year, means Mavis Staples, but it also means the Creole Choir of Cuba. I spoke with one of the musicians who's coming to Lotus, who's sort of making a name for herself on the Americana roots music scene, about what she makes of the label of world music.
Well, it's definitely broad enough to encompass a lot of different styles.
That's Elin Jewell, who will be performing at Lotus in support of her new album, Queen of the Minor Key.
The day I was born, a gypsy looked at me. She told my mama she could easily see just how bright my future would be, for I was gonna be royalty.
And we play a lot of different styles of music. American roots music, I would say. Blues, we're definitely influenced by some rockabilly, country, and so there's a little bit of jazz in what we do. So we're an eclectic mix as well, just like world music is.
Let's just say you run into Mavis Staples at some point throughout the festival. What would you say to her?
Well, I've met her before, and she's extremely nice. She's really fun to talk to, so I really feel like, having already broken the ice with her, I could say almost anything, and I think it would be a really fun and positive experience, because she's just that kind of person. She just radiates positivity and warmth, and she's just really, really sweet. She signed my guitar, so maybe I would show her that and thank her for it.
Well, let's go back to talking about the idea of performing at a festival with like a dozen or so other acts, as opposed to being the headliner of your own show at a music venue of some sort. How's that different for you as a performer?
Well, it's fun in a different way. I really enjoy getting to hear a lot of different other acts, and that's definitely something that a festival allows me to do. And it's a great opportunity to meet a lot of different musicians that we might not get to meet while we're out on the road. So it's a very social event. Festivals are, you know, they tend to be very, very much more social and much more festive than your average show, you know, at a club or certainly at like a bar, you know. So it really kind of exposes us to a lot of new stuff, and I really look forward to that opportunity.
Well, let's talk about your new album, The Queen of the Minor Key. So let's take one song in particular, Bang Bang Bang. Talk me through what you think gives that song its catchy and fun vibe, musically, lyrically, whatever.
It's one of my first attempts at humor in a song. It pokes fun at Cupid. So it's, even though it's a little bit twisted and dark, because it talks about Cupid having a gun instead of a bow and arrow. It's still, you know, kind of tongue in cheek. So I think it's meant to be laughed along with, you know, or laughed at, you could say, I guess. And it kind of has a groove like a CCR song. You know, it's kind of meant to be kind of danced to, and it's meant to groove along with, you know, as opposed to just. It's not really cerebral, you know, in any way, but it's my commentary on love, I guess.
You weren't a natural performer as a kid. You sort of had to work up to performing on stage comfortably. Talk about what that was like.
Well, I think I just had an innate resistance to being the center of attention when I was a kid. I was, I was and still am very shy. And it just took me a while to kind of channel my nervousness and my shyness into something positive. Because I see nervousness as more of an excitement, I guess, as opposed to a real threat. You know, when I was a kid, I just didn't know really what to do with those emotions. And I did a lot of busking to kind of break myself out of my shell, because I knew I really liked playing music. And I got a lot out of performing for people, but the jitters were just so much that I thought I could never really willingly get onto a stage. But busking proved to be a really nice way to transition.
That's funny to hear, because busking in some ways is so tough because you're just sort of at the mercy of any heckler who happens to drive by or walk by. That seems really brave.
Me too. I would really not want to do it now. It sounds terrifying. But it was, for whatever reason, it was what I needed at that time. And it was kind of a way to just get used to doing what I do, you know, without the stage element there. And I kind of developed a thick skin from doing that. And I found it very rewarding.
Well, I'm glad you started talking about the busking, because we randomly in Bloomington have a really vibrant busking scene, especially at our Saturday weekly farmers market. So give some advice or words of wisdom to the busking musicians who are just trying to make a buck every day.
Well, I would say that if it's something you enjoy, keep at it and focus on the positive aspects of it, because I know it can be difficult, but if you just kind of follow your groove and do what feels right to you, then it'll always be rewarding, I think. And, you know, don't get caught up on the people that pass by. Try to focus on the people that stop and listen and smile and enjoy what you're doing.
Well, I was looking on your touring schedule, and it's insane. So basically, for the entire month of September, you're on the road in a different city almost every single night. And you come to Bloomington, and then it looks like you have about 4 days before you then go to Virginia to perform. So first of all, how do you do it? That seems like a really crazy schedule.
It is crazy. It's what we love to do, though, so it keeps us going. It also, you know, as it keeps us going, it also exhausts us as well. And I think the way to deal with that is just to take it one day at a time and just focus on today, you know, and don't get too worried about, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day, because if you start thinking too far ahead, you just feel even more exhausted. So it's just about kind of being in the moment, you know, being in the here and now and not worrying about tomorrow.
Then I wonder what you do vocally to keep yourself in good voice when you have all of these gigs that you have to play.
I hate to say it, but I don't really do anything to help my voice. And it's terrible. I'm probably developing really horrible habits for my voice, at least for my voice's longevity. But I've never really had any trouble with my voice. I did lose it one time in Europe. I think I just pushed it too far and lost it for a couple days. But for the most part, it's just always kind of there when I need it to be. And I've just been really lucky in that department. I don't do anything good to help it.
I hope I haven't just jinxed you.
Maybe I should knock on wood.
Yeah, there you go. You have a very busy month ahead. You should definitely do that. Thanks so much for taking a couple moments for me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Elin Jewell will be performing on two stages at the Lotus Festival this weekend. First at the Blooming Foods Tree of Life tent on Saturday, September 24th, starting at 2:45 p.m. And then later that evening at the Bluebird, starting at 7:30 p.m. No word yet if she'll be busking while she's in town. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.